just to end with one final ha'ara, and that is also a Svasemes. The Svasemes says in Svasemes ala Teira, and this is in Rosh Hashanah, it's by Shnas Tofresh Nun Aleph. He says a Dover Nifla. He says, Sholish Paman Bashana Yeira Kol Schurchas Pnei Hashem Alekecha. Yid has a mitzvah 3 times a year to be Oyla Regal. So the Sfasemis said, the why is it that Rosh Hashanah, which is also a Yontif, there was no mitzvah to be Oyla Regal? How come in Rosh Hashanah there was no mitzvah to be Oyla Regal? Shalosh Pam and Bashanah there's a mitzvah to be Oyla Regal. But for some reason, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, there was no mitzvah to be Oyla Regal. So the Sfasemis said that the reason is because in Rosh Hashanah we don't have to be Oyla Regal. Because the Gemara said, Kol HaShoyf is K'sher, it's Chutz Mishal Parah. And what's the reason? Amar Rav Chizda, Mipnei She'in Kategan Asas Aneger. But the Gemara says, In Kategan Asas Aneger, that's only an issue B'fnim. But if you're outside, B'Bachutz is not a problem. For example, the Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh and on Yom Kippur wearing the big days up. But outside, in the Azari is allowed to wear the big days up. Meaning, In Kategan Asas Aneger is only if you're B'fnim. You're inside, you're in the Heichel, you're in the Kodesh HaKadosh. But you're not B'fnim over here. So if you're not B'fnim when you're blowing Shofar, what's the problem? And the Gemara said, Shofar, Kivan de Lezikaroy Nasa. Being that it's lizikaron, that when you blow shofar, your mamish, your zichroinos are in the presence of the kisei hakavod. It's as if you're standing lefnai velefnim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said the Sfas Emes, on Rosh Hashanah, we don't need a mitzvah to be oyla regel, because on Rosh Hashanah we have the shofar. And being that we have the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's kibefnim dami. So you could be sitting in your shul, wherever you are, and you're literally in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why do you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash? On Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, the Yid physically had to go to Eretz Yisrael to be Oyla Regel. That was his only way to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yeira Kol Schurchas Pnei Hashem Alekecha. But on Rosh Hashanah, Kivin Del Zikaron, it's Kibifnim Dami. So therefore, even without physically being in Yerushalayim, it's literally as if you're Lefnai V'Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And said this Fasemes, it's for that reason there was no mitzvah to be Oyla Regel on Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah it wasn't necessary to have a mitzvah. And he quotes, does this Fasemes, a letter that's printed in the back of the Sefer Kol Simcha. So the Sefer Kol Simcha is Torah from the Rebbe, Reb Simcha Bunim from Pshischa. And in the end, at the very, very end of the Sefer, literally, this is the last page. It's the page that has the Hadron on it. So in the very, very last Amid of the Sefer Kol Simcha, there's a letter, a brief, that Reb Simcha Bunim from Pshischa sent to somebody. It's a very, very short letter, and he spoke about Rosh Hashanah. And he said, Toich Tvar as follows. One line. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "Betoich ami anoichi yosheves." Viksiv, and the pasuk says, "Meirachoik Hashem nirali." Said Reb Simcha Bunim for Pshischa, "Vizes soid Rosh Hashanah." Those two psukim, "Betoich ami anoichi yosheves," "Meirachoik Hashem nirali," "Zes soid Rosh Hashanah." The words "Meirachoik Hashem nirali" are from Psukim and Sefer Yirmiyo, is from the Haftarah that we read on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So there's a connection between those words and Rosh Hashanah. But Rav Simcha Bunim from Pshischa said that it's not just connected to Rosh Hashanah. But if you want to know the side of Rosh Hashanah, two Psukim. B'toich ami anoichi yosheves, achdus of Klal Yisrael, and meirachik Hashem nirali. So the Sfas Emes said that what did the Rebbe Rabbinah mean when he said meirachik Hashem nirali is side Rosh Hashanah? What's the connection between it and Rosh Hashanah? Because on Rosh Hashanah, Yid can be rachik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't matter how far he is. Doesn't matter where he is. But Hashem nirali, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of literally Bahar Hashem Yeira. You can be mekayim the mitzvah of Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeira Kol Schurchas Pnei Hashem Alekecha. And the Sfas Emes said that's why on Rosh Hashanah there's no mitzvah to be Oyla Regel, because on Rosh Hashanah there's a bechina of Meirachik Hashem nirali. You don't have to. And the idea of Meirachik Hashem nirali, which is such a fascinating idea, that you could be so far, but at the same time you could be so close. And that's the side of Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, sometimes we feel like we're so rachik. Meirachik Hashem nirali. That's the side. And that's symbolic in the shofar, that no matter where you are, no matter where you're blowing shofar, it's kibifnim dami, it's literally like you're inside. And then the Sfas Emes concludes his very, very short piece, Kedarkei Bakoidesh, but he concludes his very, very short piece by saying that today, Mipnei chatoeinu galinu me'artzeinu, v'nisrachaknu me'alad maseinu, v'ein anachnu yecholim la'alois v'leirois u'lishtachavis lefanecha. We don't have the ability today to be oyla regel. And on Shavuos, and on Sukkot, and on Pesach, yeah, you can go to Eretz Yisrael, and you can get pretty close. But at the same time, you have no ability today to be mekayim the mitzvah of oyla regel. But he says the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah, that's something we can do today as well. Because that halacha of Kivan de Lezikaren, it's kibifnim dami, that has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash or the Metachurban Beis HaMikdash. That's something we could be Mekayim today. Because even today in Galus, even though we don't have the idea of Shalish Pama Bashani Eirah Kol Schorcha, of a Meirachai Kashem Nirali, that's something, said this Fasemis, we have even today. So it's true, there's no mitzvah to be Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah. But it's not because there's no chshivas of standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch on Rosh Hashanah. It's just the opposite. Because on Rosh Hashanah, Meirachik Hashem Nirali, it doesn't matter where you are, you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's not necessary for there to be a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Hashanah.